Still, with severed tongue, Simothoa exigua, tongue-eating isopod, and Lujana scutatus, spotted rose snapper. Did you feel it, that first prick at your throat, at my arrival's muscled root, finale to parting your gills' frilled arc as smoothly as a hand slips into the silk slit of a girl's sleeve? How I hummed your heart's double-chambered thrum, all my jaws aching me on. Vessel by vessel, I sawed with a grace surgical and determined. Bathed anew, each gasp, wasn't I wrapped in the blood of abandon, a sustenance never meant to sustain? Thus I was eager for atrophy, the late stage withering, your unstrung tongue drifting down to the fire coral, blades burnt gold and white-tipped as ash or the needle eye of flame. There it was set upon, by others no longer my concern, their dawn rose blush, gold ellipses stippling the silvered scallops of their scales. I, wanting nothing but to ride your liquid pitch as you troll the mounded, opalescent ledge for what darts from its kinks and dark crevices. When I latched your sweet stub for good, why, at that dearest jointing, did you owe your mouth, though nothing swam near to feed us? Only that slow undulation, twisting above coral, all mouth and anus and sting, extended tentacles fine as a boy's faintest chin hairs. If you are host, am not I the master mistress of ceremonies, oracle to your priest? Am not I poles from my brethren who ride their lives out on the surface of a face, never getting beneath the skin, the scales? Benign, symbiotic, meaning too timid to cut in. Pulls from my land-stranded cousin, pillbug that fear helmets to a ball small as the eraser of the pencil any grubby child might poke it with. Hyphen and hinge to your hunger satisfied, didn't I heal the wound I cleaved you to? Still, you would dream it, blooded and pulsing, eel sleek, branched high in the staghorn, ululating the duration. But isn't dullness a kind of relief, living as a flip side of serration? And don't I have dominion over the fish of the sea, banishing even your burgeoning phantom limb from this vaulted chapel I lie in? Because you did not take the bait descending from sky hung on a wire dyed the exact cerulean of the shallows that held you through aftermath. What came from sea itself, from the very waters that rocked you, from which you could not at once have sealed yourself safe and breathed. All your life now, I will be the live thing ghosting you from inside, the slick of my eyes, last vision for prey or for kind, whomever you open your mouth to, as if you might speak.